We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to the sixth chapter of the Shar HaYira'ah. And the Magen Midubna had been describing that there are different types of fear of heaven. And he says, in the previous chapter, we described the type of fear that any logical person should have, a recognition that we are all finite, and that any intelligent person realizes that his life will come to a close at some point, and therefore he should lead his life with that in mind. But now we're going to discuss a different aspect, second type, that is the fear of death, which isn't the ultimate death, that a person at the end of his life dies, but rather something that's a possibility, and that is that people can suddenly die. We all realize that we're not going to live forever. But we tell ourselves, okay, I have another 90 years. Fine. But after 90 years, we all know it's over. So that was what he discussed previously. Now he's saying, but we also have to realize that there are people who do die suddenly. There is death that suddenly settles on a person, suddenly whistles in without any introduction. Because there is no time in life that one can be confident that it's not sailing in through the window. Just as there's no time when a person can be confident that in the next second his heart will beat, that he has another second. So too, there's nothing in the world that you can be confident won't cause it. Be it the things that are known to be dangerous and harmful. A person can smoke, and who says that could kill him? It could not kill him. Yeah, we know it's harmful, but we also know that it's not 100% that everyone that smokes is going to die so fast, that's going to cause his death. And then you have things that should give a person longevity, and they too could sometimes kill a person. Because even if you eat healthy, you eat food that really should be the cause of life, if shalem nesabev gam ken amavet, they could also be the cause of death. Sometimes a person can have an allergic reaction. Sometimes at this specific time it's harmful for him to eat that. There's no definitive way to define what's healthy. You tell a person it's healthy to eat garlic, but he has an ulcer. He'll eat garlic. It'll kill him. It'll destroy his ulcer. It'll destroy his stomach. And okay, there are foods that are good. There are foods that are bad. And you can't say this food is always good. Depends on the time. Depends on the climate. Depends on the person. There are a lot of variables. So now we're discussing the second thing, that sometimes a person should also realize that there's no guarantee on any moment. And that should produce that a person should always be, so to speak, on standby. A person has to realize that you never know when your plane's taking off. So you should always be prepared on some level. Should always have some food ready to go for the journey, so to speak. As our sages taught, there's nothing that's going to accompany you in that journey, not your silver or your gold, only Torah and good deeds. And a person should always be prepared like a warrior that's ready to run the mile, run the distance. As our sages taught, a person should repent today, because who knows, he might die tomorrow. So this is something we don't like to think about, but it's not realistic of us to ignore it. I always say that a Jew should always have a current passport. Our 1.5 month old baby has a passport already. Why? Because you never know. Our history has shown that things can change very quickly. So one of the first things we do is we get each kid a passport. It's not cheap, but I think it's important, because you never know. Do things change in a second? Sometimes they do. Look at Egypt. It didn't also take very long. What?
Also, while living in Israel, you did that?
Sure. Did someone give us a guarantee about what's going to happen tomorrow?
No, but I think if something big will happen here, it will probably have a meaning. If we go from Galut, you should flee to Israel.
Everything has meaning, but you never know. You never know. One never knows. the end of the day, you don't know. Everything is up in the air. A person has to be prepared for the unknown. But one of the unknowns is you don't know if and when a person's going to die. I always tell people you should try to have life insurance. So people say, when I'll get to 40, 50, I'll have life insurance. I say, no. If you just get married and you're 25, 30, this is the time for life insurance. When you're 40, 50, hopefully you'll have a home. Hopefully you'll have some assets. Hopefully, if anything happens, you'll be able to manage. You want to have life insurance? Then good, I'm happy for you. It'll help your wife, it'll help your kids. But when you're 25, 30, and you have three little kids, and you don't get to have the assets to lean on, so then if anything happens, then, God forbid, a person can really be stuck. A widow with three kids, three little kids, and then without a home and without anything to live off of, okay, that's a bigger challenge than someone 50 who already has the contacts and already has the framework set up, and it's a different world. People always think, I'll get it later. No, later it's a good thing too. But when you're younger, it's also important. So he's talking from a spiritual perspective. We have to realize that there's no guarantee, and we don't know what's going to be tomorrow, and a person has to take note of that. L'chitomam bilvavcha alo mikre hu bilti tahor. Ki hu inyan mitnaged el hateva. A person will say, what do you mean? Come on, how often does it happen? That's not the nature of the world. Most people live a nice long life. Ki teva adam liot b'chaim zman u'meshach yamim yeduim. Most people do live a normal, you know, there's a life expectancy. What do you want? It says in Tehillim, a person's life is on average 70 years, and if he's extra strong, 80 years. But he says that's only a person that's not too intelligent. Because experience denies this. He says you have more people, I guess that was the case in his day and age, more people die in their youth than die past the age of 70. So that changed. He was talking a century and a half ago, two and a half centuries ago. Then really the life expectancy was in the 30s. Most people didn't make it to 70 when he lived. Today most people still make it to 70, but it's still a smart thing. A person still has no guarantee. There's still a every week or two we hear about people who don't make it here. I'm not talking about in the world. I'm talking about in our immediate surroundings. Yes?
Why it changed? Like, the figures would reach the age of 200, 900 even, in the beginning. Now that, like, went down. I'm not sure what the sukkah is written in Torah. It says, from now on I shall shorten your days, or something like that. And from now on, it's sort of a growth, like, compared to not that long ago. Do you have any reason for that? Like in 200 years, we'll be able to be like 120 on average? Or?
We don't know that. There are a lot of variables that are not in our control.
What can you say about the past?
We know that God granted us a greater life expectancy, and there is an opinion that says that as the world advances towards the days of the Messiah, so Hashem makes the curses of Adam and Eve... He makes them decrease. So today a woman can have an epidural and childbirth can be easier than once upon a time. Today you can make a livelihood without getting your hands stuck in thorns and working with a cow out in the field. Today we see that the weight of the curses on Adam and Eve has diminished. There are a lot of things available. A woman whose period hurts her can take Advil. The Talmud says that's part of the curse. That hurts, that childbirth hurts. There are a lot of things that hurt that today they don't have to hurt. I'm not a big proponent of taking extra medication. But at the end of the day, we were given tools to overcome the different hardships that were cursed on Adam and Eve. So it's not just a question of longevity. We see overall that God gave us a blessing in this generation that seems to indicate that we are advancing somewhere, advancing in a spiritual sense.
Also, isn't the other way around as well? Because we, on a spiritual level, we can't compare ourselves to Abraham Avinu, and even after that, and get diminished, our spiritual level diminished.
That's true. Advance, I didn't mean that we're on a higher level. I just meant we've moved forward.
Quantity, quality, right? We can become older, but not become like spiritual higher, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Around the time of Tehillim, when people still regularly living time in training.
I don't know.
I mean,
that's what the verse seems to say, right? But I don't know.
But really, except that, like, a lot of
The question is that the norm or the exception? We also find Tanaim who died young. It's very hard, even scientifically, because they had a very high mortality rate. So when they say that the average lifespan was 35, they're assuming that 3 out of 5 kids died at age 2 or 1. So now if you're doing an average that way, you understand that that can mean that half the people live to 70 and half the people die at age 2, and then your average is 35. So it's a little difficult to get an accurate reading. He says, in his day and age, if you calculate how many people die young and how many people actually make it to the age of 70 and 80, well, the people who die young outnumber those who make it 70 and 80 by 2 to 3 times, 2, 4, 6 times as many people die young. So a person shouldn't be confident and say, why should I worry about the unexpected? You have to realize that this is common. There are car accidents, God forbid, and there are all kinds of diseases, and there are plenty of things going around that that are there to shorten one's life. He says, if we wanted to be accurate, we would say that 70 years is not the average, but the maximum. That's not the minimum. Don't assume you're making it to age 70. You could assume the chances are you won't make it past 70, but don't assume you're making it to 70. Meaning, if you wanted my interpretation on the verse, I would say that that's the limit to the average person. The average person doesn't make it past 70. That's what I would say. But you want a minimum? There is no minimum. Every day has its potential. He says, I'll prove it to you. You see how children are more susceptible. He says, in our days, no one wonders when a child dies. Because remember, he was living at a time where the mortality rate was very high. The average parent knew that they were burying at least 50% of their kids. If a child dies, he says, no one speaks about it. It's not an unusual occurrence. And the parents also don't mourn so much because it's a part of life here. The older a person gets and dies, that's when we wonder and say, people are more wondrous about that. And they say, oh boy, poor guy, he died at the age of 20, 30. Then people talk. But when a child dies, that's the norm. So okay, things changed since he wrote the book. He says the nature of people is that even though it might be more calamitous that a child dies, but if it's happening every day, then people aren't going to talk about it. When a young man dies, when someone dies at the age of 20 or 30, the nature of people is they talk more about that than someone who had to bury, God forbid, their child, because that's happening all around all the time. He says the nature of people is that we talk about the unusual. Alken, okay. So that part of what he just wrote doesn't apply to us anymore. Baruch Hashem. Alken, al titach b'mishen kaner ratzutzu hazman. So a person should not have confidence that he has time. Asher misamech ish alav yavo b'chapon kavai. He says you lean on that and you assume you still have time. Ultimately, that hurts a person. A person has to realize his responsibilities, and a person shouldn't assume, well, there's still plenty of time to accomplish that. Who said you have plenty of time? There's no guarantee on what tomorrow will bring. And, we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.